Okay,
everyone, this is an interview with a band that I know reasonably well and definitely very much love, still yet to see them live. And I'm sure some of you reading this or listening to this, in fact, will have seen them live. And it's something I'm really looking forward to. It's the Dead Zoo, and we have a few questions for them. So let's kind of delve into the Dead Zoo mind, hive mind, shall we? Okay, so we're going to start with questions for each member. And Samrata, you don't have to answer this one, unless you want to, of course. It's each band member in turn. I'm going to start with John. Describe yourself in three words.
This is all me,
John.
Yeah. Describe yourself in three words. White,
posh
dad.
I like that. That was it. There's something very special about that. Okay, Gabby, let's stick with drum and bass first. Gabby.
Yes, three words. Grumpy, Antipodean, goth.
Grumpy's a good one. I describe myself like that sometimes. Okay, Somrata, are you up to this?
Brown, nerdy, and apologetic.
That's a good one. That's a good one. And Karu?
Trans woman control freak.
So you've heard all four now. So can all the rest of you agree with those three word ones? Do they sound like exactly what that person's like?
They're exactly what everyone is like.
That's good. Okay, is anyone going to dare to describe the Dead Zoo in three words without using the dead or zoo? This is a tough one.
Noisy.
It's eclectic.
Eclectic. Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That works. Okay, on to some more serious stuff, actually. The new single, Do Clean, Do... Am I supposed to say it dirty with the three R's in it?
Dirty.
And did you steal that from Christina Aguilera from 2002? But she only used two R's. You've got three.
Yeah, I stole it from her and added an R because we had one better.
No, that's what I was hoping you were going to say. That's good. So... For me, it's a brilliant punk style single. I think it's got, from a listener's point of view, it's got anger, it's got confidence, and maybe even some hope in there as well. So, is that a fair description, or do you want to expand on that?
I would agree. I think there is an element of hope in it, and I think to me, the song is about. Moving on in a way from like things, even if it's messy and kind of, I don't know, dirty, just like finding a way to move on. And there's a lot of like imagery around like roads and highways. And I think to me, that sort of just creates like this image of moving forward. And I definitely say it's a hopeful song, but it's also fun and a little quite chaotic.
I think it's your best song to date, to be honest, and I've liked a lot of the rest of them as well, but I thought it really hits you straight away, and I think that's really special. So hopefully it's I like the B-side as well, but I just think even that pales compared to the A-side. So any other thoughts on the single?
It's definitely about striking out and heading away, no matter, you don't know where you're headed, but you're moving away from chaos and the process is chaotic and you've no idea what's over the horizon, and there might be hardships and suffering, but it's very hopeful. I think it's a really hopeful song. I've been writing a lot of songs about journeys and taking a journey, and I think it's fairly obvious why I'm doing that, because I'm making a personal journey myself.
Yeah.
So I think it's fairly obvious that that's where the idea of these types of songs comes from. But the whole thing is, it's not just about what you're leaving behind. It's about what you're heading towards, even if you don't know what you're heading towards.
Yeah. But, you know, yeah, the hope is that it's something much, much better, which it will be, I'm sure. Yeah. After the last few years, it's got to be.
Yeah, definitely. So,
okay. So we've spoken about the single. What's the chances of a Dead Zoo album arriving sometime in the future?
I mean, like, we want to do one. I guess we're slowly inching towards it. Like, we're recording, writing new songs, recording new songs. The first set of songs that we did when we started were songs that I'd written before I got together with all the others. And now that we're together, we're writing new stuff that's miles better than what I had before. So this single is probably the last one that I wrote before we all came together. So it's quite a nice capstone on that period. But we've got a lot of new songs.
Pleased to hear it.
Yeah, but
I think most of our set on Saturday at the Roadkill Festival is new songs.
Yeah.
Most of it.
Yeah.
It's exciting to bring that stuff to the audience and test it out.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do you find that's a really good road test to actually, when you play a new song live for the first time, you know, I've seen it with other bands when they, you know, introduce a new song, you get a real mixed reaction. The hardcore fans will be up for it. The kind of, you know, the fans that just happen to be in the venue are kind of like, oh, they're playing a new one, I'll wander away, which I find really strange because I think, you know, you've generally paid your money. You might as well actually at least give it a listen, give it a blast. Do you actually gauge the audience reaction on some of the new songs and think that one went down really well, that was so-so? Or do you just not bother? You just play it and go for it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the energy you get from the audience is really important. People don't really know us yet, so people don't really know if we're playing new songs or old songs.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of hubris to imagine that people will know whether a song we're playing is new. And I kind of make a joke sometimes to say it's really weird when there's a band on stage that you've never seen before and you're probably never going to see again, and the singer goes, hey, this is a new song. And then I go, anyway, this is a new song. So that's the kind of joke. So it's kind of... Yeah, they're all new to most people who come and see us.
I think you need a song called "This Is a New Song." that'll confuse the hell out of people. Okay, so we will get an album one day, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
You spoke about the Roadkill Festival. So, how does it feel after these last kind of crazy few years? How does it feel to be playing live again as a band?
I love it. It's really exciting for me. This is my first band, so every opportunity to get up and hone my skills a bit and just have that audience reaction is just like fills my heart.
Was it quite nervous? Were you quite nervous going back into those first few gigs post COVID?
Actually, surprisingly, not. The ones that I did pre-COVID, which were my first gigs, those were absolutely terrifying. But I think the amount of time we spent in the studio together since then, rehearsing and writing, I think we've just gelled really well. So that's given me a lot more confidence to step back on stage and just know that we're going to smash it.
That's good. Good to hear. So anyone else got any kind of thoughts on that? Anyone else particularly nervous or really up for it?
Lockdown, that was quite terrifying because it was just being out of practice, and even though we did practice leading up to it, like just feeling that, you know, being on stage was like an unfamiliar experience that I had to relearn, but now it's quite calming, and in a way it's just nice to be up there and just, you know, show everyone the stuff that we've been working on, and it's quite cathartic. And it's a very loud atmosphere, sorry.
that's really good. Okay, so what does the future hold for you in the immediate term? What's the upcoming gigs or recording?
We've got another we to be honest, we've been doing a lot of writing, and we've been changing our sound a little bit over the last few months, and we deliberately stopped booking because we wanted to get the sound right. It wasn't quite right before, or it was, we were still finding our sound, and I think we found what we want to make now, and it's a bit more propulsive and beat driven and a bit more kind of danceable. So now we're going to start booking. We have got one more show booked at the end of August, but we're booking now all the way through to the end of the year, so hopefully there'll be a few more shows coming up. We can't announce the show at the end of August because it hasn't been announced yet, but it's a pretty good one. It's the 27th of August at a venue called the Lexington, but we can't say anymore.
Excellent. No, excellent. All right. I will. I'm no good at editing, so I won't be able to edit that out. But
And then in terms of recording, we've just been in the studio to record like an EP's worth of material. We haven't. And that's the first realization of some of the new songs, so we're very excited about that. And we've been working with this great engineer called James Aparicio, who is just incredible, and he was such a pleasure to work with. He's worked with bands like Grinder Man and Depeche Mode and Spiritualized, so
that's a good CV.
So he's done something amazing with our sound.
Sounds like you're in really good hands there. That's great. It's good news. Talking of recording, I've reviewed before your version of Bowie's "Everyone Says Hi," which I thought was brilliant. Have you got any other cover versions in the pipeline? I've actually thought of three that I was going to suggest. not really kind of requests, but this is what I thought about: "Happy House," Susie and the Banshees.
Oh, I love that song.
"Oh, Bondage Up Yours," X-Ray Specs.
Or
potentially Gary Gilmore's "Eyes" by the Adverts.
Oh yeah, that's also a great song. Yeah, I would happily cover it. Any of those three.
Like I said, it's not a request, but you know, if you get around to it, I'd be very happy. Yeah. Have you got any thoughts on cover versions?
There's a video of us very, very drunkenly singing "Happy House." Do you remember that?
I don't remember. No, I don't, singing. I don't remember the occasion.
Covers, something that we've like talked about somewhat jokingly but somewhat seriously, just like taking a really like overdone pop song and then just totally reimagining it. And I think that would be quite a fun process, just like completely flipping it on its head. We haven't done it yet, but I think it's something we would be quite like interested in.
I think that's probably more likely to be the next cover, is something completely out of genre that we bring into genre. Than something punk or post-punk, or I don't think we do like another nice acoustic cover like the Bowie cover either, because that time's passed now for us.
No, that's good. That's good. And any kind of have you got any other kind of side projects outside the band going on, or are you going to be too busy with the band at the moment?
I don't. Oh, I'm in another band. Yeah.
You forgot.
Yeah, I'm in an all-woman kind of post-punk grungy band called Dog Violet, and we've got our first gig like later this month, the 20th of August, I think. Yeah, so that's fun, and I'm just playing bass in that band. I'm not creatively as involved with that as the Dead Zoo, but that's got its own pleasures, you know. Just turning up and learning songs and playing the bass is really fun, because the bass
that's good. Do you find that there's, you obviously know a lot of bands in London, I assume, and from the bands I know in York, there's so many people that play in about two or three different bands, and it's quite funny if they're playing on the same bill, you really feel for them, because they're kind of, they're on stage for, hour and a half or more, depending on who they're playing with, and it's, So do you see that a lot in the bands that you kind of relate to?
Ushered inside shortly.
Okay, all right. Do you want me to round up then?
Get through your questions and we'll
Okay.
I don't know what it's going to be like sound wise inside, but we're going to move.
Well, we can close it if it's too noisy. But so, can you recommend a band or artist that you think that with Just the Mayhem fans or readers would actually like? Something that they might not have heard of. You just mentioned your side project band, so we can take that as one.
I'll hand over to the others for that.
My friends have a really great punk outfit called Fox Cunt.
That's going to get airplay on Radio 2 then.
Yeah. So they're just like, you know, really, really poppy, danceable, like, you know, three chord punk, but really fun. Yeah. So I'd recommend
I'll
them.
Have to look them up. I'm just making a note of that. I love the name.
They didn't regret the name, but they're stuck with it now.
That is good. So what would you do to improve the music industry today? One thing would you do to improve it?
Improve the music industry.
Just less shitty behavior towards women. I think it's the same story over and over again.
Also fix the whole Spotify problem of artists getting paid nothing for streams.
Yeah.
I think streaming needs to be fixed.
No, that's
the industry needs to look at its soul and fix itself because it's not good.
My concern is I'm not sure the industry's got a soul, but that's what we need to change. Okay, so a couple of questions actually as well now. So are you likely to be playing in the north if it could be arranged?
We are. I mean, I think we're looking at places like Manchester, Leeds, Liverpool.
Perfect.
I guess York, if you can.
I can certainly make some contacts in York for you. And Leeds is not far from us either. So, when you branch out to the north, I'll be there definitely. Leeds or York, definitely.
Awesome.
And I kind of got a couple other ones really. So would any of you be up for working as a guest reviewer on a future with Just a Hint of Mayhem singles roundup?
Sure.
Yeah. You can do it as a band or individuals. I don't really mind. But I'll take you up on that. You're headed inside now.
Yeah.
Let's see what it sounds like. If it's too noisy, then we'll wrap it up. But if not, we'll carry on.
Don't mind the camera work for the next
don't worry about it. I'm not using the camera work, I'm only using the audio. So just to fill the gap while the Dead Zoom move inside, just to let you know, if you've kind of fast forwarded for why would you do that, you've missed the best parts. If you have, the band are just moving inside. They've been told to move inside from outside the pub where they've actually been sitting. So we're just kind of filling the gap while they relocate.
Right.
What do you think?
And they're in safely. Okay, so how about, do you have a particular philosophy or advice for life? So for example, you know, mine might be kind and don't be a dick. You know, and probably more, but that's my two, I suppose. Have you got any kind of life philosophy, advice for life that you could offer listeners?
We are struggling to hear you a little bit.
Okay. Do you want me to repeat that?
Life philosophy. We have a life philosophy. Yeah.
I would say, this might sound quite corny, and I've had a pint on an empty stomach, so I might regret saying it, So there's like something that my dad says, which is like to be the leaf, which is if you're a leaf on a branch, you can be like swept by the wind, but you just sort of like go with the flow, and at the end everything is fine. So even when stuff's like really difficult, just be the leaf, don't resist, just go with the flow, you'll be fine, because even after a storm, like the leaves are still on the tree for the most part.
That's pretty good. I like your dad.
That's my life philosophy. At least I try to.
That's good. That's good. Anyone else got anything to offer?
my sort of approach to life is kind of the standard that you like walk past is the standard you accept. So you need to stand up for yourself and what is good and right, mm. and don't be a doormat. Like you've only got one life, and you need to make sure that you're always working towards what you want.
Yeah.
Don't let other people walk all over you.
You're not a doormat.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. That's good to hear.
I was going to offer, don't eat yellow snow.
Are you a Frank Zappa fan, John?
Is that a Zappa thing? I don't know.
It's a Zappa song. It's don't eat yellow snow. Check it out. It's a Frank Zappa song.
It just popped into my head. I thought, yeah,
but it works as a piece of advice, definitely. I totally agree with that one. And then I wanted to. I've got one more left, but you can add anything you want after that, actually. And this is kind of very topical and very horrible, I suppose, really. So we've got this kind of shambolic who's going to be the next prime minister, okay? And for me, Truss and Sunak are worthless. So I thought, who would I want, okay? Or what would I want? And I thought, who could do a better job than what we've had before? And I thought, the Downing Street cat, Larry, yeah. Definitely. And I also thought, David Bowie's bus pass. Just something random, you know, it's just a bus pass, but I'm sure it'd do a better job. So you got any thoughts on that?
You could be a better prime minister than Truss or Sunak. I could walk out into the street and the first person I meet will be a better prime minister than those two fuckers. So
I kind of expected that reaction, which is good. I'm with you. I'm totally with you.
I would like Robert Smith from The Cure to be the next prime minister.
Yeah, that would be good.
That's a good idea.
Like, you don't want to mess with angry Gabby. I think like so many of this country's problems would be solved with angry Gabby.
There's a lot to be angry about, and Gabby is angry about most of it.
Yeah. That's my secret. I'm always angry.
Yeah, but if you channel that anger, there's nothing wrong with that. That's absolutely fine. Yeah. That's what you need to do. Channel it in the right way. Like in the new single, it's he said, bring it round to the start again. But no, that's been absolutely fantastic. Is there anything else any of you want to say before I bring it to a close?
I think everything's quite chaotic. I mean, so this interview has been quite chaotic. And everything about this band, we pushed it towards the edge of chaos.
Yeah.
The music we were making before, the stuff we were doing before was very serene and very controlled and very pretty. But the world doesn't need that at the moment. The world needs something chaotic and angry and something that looks like it's going to explode into pieces at any moment. That's where we're headed. And we want people to come with us on that journey.
I'm with you, and I'm sure you're going to get loads more passengers on that journey as well. I mean, once a new single gets out and about, and let's hope it gets proper out and about, I'll be putting something on it over the weekend to push it out there for you as well. So, let's hope it gets proper out there. And it seems like you I think, Carrie, you said on chat the other night, you're actually better organised in terms of your press kit and things like that for this one.
Yeah, I think so. I think I've been doing some... I've been doing some learning on the kind of the business side of music and putting that into place on this single has been, it makes me feel better organized and less panicky. So it's good.
That's perfect. Perfect. Okay. Well, I really appreciate you spending the time after what I hope was a really hard rehearsal. I don't mean hard in terms of you couldn't do it, but hard in terms of you really worked hard. And enjoy the rest of your night in the pub.
Thank you.
I'm going to finish my wine, and I'll look forward to seeing you live sometime soon. And you guys take care.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.